Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Welcome to the movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back. 404-892-2703 is the number. My name is Slaughter. Stacey Hopkins guest starring with me today, holding down the women's chair for Women's World Wednesday. In the studio, we have a special guest that we are hosting, this sister is a board certified obstetrics and gynecology doctor, as well as integrative and holistic medicine physician. She closed her practice, Women for Women, to focus on advocating, educating, and consulting on medical cannabis full time. Her ultimate goal is to help people to see how much power they have in achieving optimal health in body, mind, and spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear sister, Dr. Felicia Dawson. What's going on, sis?
I'm so blessed to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, glad you're here. Glad you're here. You know, all you got to do is reach out at a brother. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Sure. It's 404-892-2703 is the number. Dr. Dawson, now, I've met you a couple of times over at the Beloved Community. You were on panels discussing cannabis. But I never discovered or asked, how is it that you went from an OBGYN practice to being a full-time cannabis advocate? Well, talk about that journey.
I started getting interested in medical cannabis probably around 2013. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I was getting increasingly tired of the business of medicine. Mm-hmm. I love teaching patients how to be healthy. I love learning about medicine and science. However, the business of medicine is very tough right now. Mm-hmm. And a lot of
what do you mean by that?
Well, the pressure. A lot of it's a lot of pressure. The reimbursements are declining. Your overhead is increasing. There's electronic medical records, liability insurance, Medicare issues. Yes.
Are they trying to price black people out of medicine? I mean,
I don't think it's just black people. I think it's the corporatization of medicine is what's going on, and they're more interested in profits than people in general. That's what I will say. And unless you have money, it's pretty much you're left to struggle out here. I mean, it's very hard, unless you got crazy money.
So that takes me back to my original premise because, I mean, ain't no black people who got crazy money in the first place. So
true.
I'm probably right, but go ahead. I know y'all be trying to, you know, protect folks, but I don't. It's Black Talk the hard way.
We got to eat.
Well, I go at it and I stick the knife in and turn it. Come on.
To me, from what I'm seeing, it's mainly, I mean, I've seen white people and Black people suffering under this healthcare system. We spend the most on healthcare than any westernized country in the world, and we have the worst outcomes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're telling me.
Our model of healthcare is really bad, very bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's based on capitalism.
It's capitalism.
Yeah, capitalism is a cancer. You know, anything that is designed, and you'll perhaps agree, maybe not, but anything that grows unchecked is a cancer, right? And it's not going to be able to sustain a body. A body will succumb under the pressures of this kind of system. You know what I mean? And it's what did Parliament Funkadelic said a long time ago: America eats its young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like just the consumption of people, and particularly people of color and people who are poor. 404-892-2703 in the studio with me, Dr. Felicia Dawson. And so I ask you about your journey from being an OBGYN physician to becoming a full-time cannabis advocate and consultant.
Yes.
Tell me what that work is like for you.
It's. I'm still teaching. I'm still learning. I was down at the Capitol talking to our freshman legislators who were just elected,
mm-hmm.
giving them a talk about what CBD is and mm-hmm. medical cannabis and the endocannabinoid system, all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still teaching. It's still teaching to me.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little basic primer on the endocannabinoid system in the body, in the human body.
All mammals, including humans, have this system in our bodies where we produce our own cannabinoids similar to what's in the cannabis plant. Cannabinoids are biologically active molecules like THC and CBD.
Mm-hmm. And they are already in the human body.
We don't have those particular ones, but we have our own type that our body makes
mm-hmm.
In general. And these endocannabinoids are like locks, I'm sorry, like keys, and then we have a bunch of receptors all over our body that they interact with.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we may not make enough, and that's when we get this, you know, disease, and that's why some people feel better when they use cannabis, because their endocannabinoid system is deficient, or for whatever reason, due to lifestyle, diet, trauma, genetics, those kind of things.
Wow. It very, very interesting. Very interesting work, and I imagine that's kind of what drew you into it once you did the research and you discovered.
Yeah, as I was turning away from the business of medicine, I was really getting fascinated with the possibilities of cannabis, because in medical school, we are not taught that it has any medicinal properties. We're taught that it's a drug, you know, like LSD and heroin. Mm-hmm.
Schedule 1, as a matter of fact.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So for me to learn that cannabis can actually heal is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Just mind-blowing. I'm really enjoying learning about it.
That's a beautiful thing. Not only are you learning, but you're teaching, and we're glad you are.
Yes.
When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to continue with our conversation. Got callers on the line, and if you want to be a part of this conversation, blow it up, 404-892-2703. That's my number. To my left is my dear sister, Stacey Hopkins, and across from me, Dr. Felicia Dawson. It's a Women's World Wednesday on The Movement, Black Talk the Hard Way. We'll be black with it and more. On News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Welcome to the Atlanta, I'm Kim Whitley.
And I'm David Arnold. Why you sound like that?
That's what I like. That's Kim, why we on the radio.
Just tell him what you listen to.
I listen to my boy. Why he got Doctor in front of his name? Dr. F. Keith Slaughter on
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. Your brother, Slaughter. Man, we put that second hour in the can like it was supposed to go up in there.
See?
And so now we're kicking out the third hour of Intelligent Black Talk Radio the hard way. And in the studio, guest starring with me today, my dear sister Stacey Hopkins and our special guest, Dr. Felicia L. Dawson, who is, and let's just jump into what we're talking about, to what you're doing, because we're going to have to get back on Candace Owens. But before we do that, let's talk about Dr. Felicia L. Dawson presents a Wendy Borman film, Mary Janes, The Women of Weed.
Hey. It is a film that was made in 2017 and never really made its way to Atlanta until recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it spotlights the first female entrepreneurs in the cannabis space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a really good primer on medical cannabis and cannabis in general, and the war on drugs and the criminal justice reform and social equity.
And so it's a documentary?
It is.
Okay. And who are some of the people that we'll see in it?
Wanda James is the first African-American woman who was awarded a dispensary.
Okay.
She's
in California?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a Latina who I'm forgetting, but there's also a Jane West who's one of the co-founders of Women Grow, which is an organization that's dedicated to educating, empowering women in the cannabis industry in general.
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about a few of the entrepreneurs in the cannabis space.
So the tagline is, women are changing the face of today's fastest growing industry. Cannabis. Whenever you see that rotten rascal, what was his name? The former Speaker of the House. What was his name?
John Boehner.
Boehner. Whenever you see a dude as rotten as he is touting the cannabis industry, you know it's already rotted to the core before we even get into it. Well, a dude is just
I thought McConnell was much more rotten than Boehner.
Well, he is. All of them rotten. You don't get to do that without
being
rotten.
It's like asking, who's the tallest midget?
That's wild. That was wild. And bordering on inappropriate. Right there up on the edge.
Just on the edge.
Yeah. 404-892-2703. So this is going down Saturday, April the 20th?
Yes, sir. 1 p.m. Going to have a one-hour reception. Mm-hmm. A complimentary wine and hors d'oeuvres, and then the film will be about 2 p.m. It's 85 minutes long, and we'll follow it with a panel discussion with myself and some other female
Dr. Kyrie Isaac, Melissa Carter, Dr. Felicia Dawson, Nicole Dillard, and friend of the movement, Cass Odom.
That's right.
Yeah. We have Cass up through here, man.
Mm-hmm.
She is quite a knowledgeable person in the area of cannabis.
Legislation, social equity.
Yeah.
She's really.
So what's happening in Georgia right now as it relates to cannabis? What should we know?
We just passed House Bill 324, which will give Georgians the ability to have low THC CBD oil grown here in the state.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to give out, I forget how many licenses. It was going to be just two, I think, but they got it up to six or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that Fort Valley State is one of
Fort Valley State and Georgia State. The two universities there are going to be allowed to participate.
See, that's what, and if you think that ain't got nothing to do with this right here, see, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes.
Do you feel me what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
Because
those two universities. Fort Valley pimping case.
Yeah, those two universities are about to blow up financially. Okay? All right? So this is the time to try to take over the institution.
It makes sense.
I don't know. Look, this is
one thing
I learned.
Conjecture at this point. Look, it is purely conjecture.
And that's how they get us.
But
that's
no,
how they
I'm
get
not
us
saying
every
I don't
time.
Disagree with you, because but I'm just saying.
Because we be waiting. Just like with this stupid Mueller report. Are we going to wait to see what the... We ain't going to impeach yet. We got to wait to see what the Mueller report says.
Oh,
and so here come the grimy attorney general who auditioned for the job and was hired for the job because he said that he was going to protect the no-good lying president. So he comes in, he protects the no-good lying president just like he said he would do if he got the job. And everybody's sitting back looking like, oh, I had no idea that that was going to happen. I mean, we impeached somebody over a sex act.
Do you really think that we don't have enough already to impeach Trump?
Of course. It's a whole... So, you can have 5 or 6, 7, 12, 15 impeachment situations.
In but a way, we...
You do, but the Senate is Republican control, so it doesn't...
Yeah. So...
Mary Janes, man. That's why we need the women of weed. 45.
Nothing says weed like politics.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
No doubt about it. Saturday, April the 20th at the Event Hall at Cascade. And we were all, and that's at 1180 Fairburn Road, Southwest. We were around here saying, where is that really? And that's back there behind the McDonald's, back there behind ELT's, Wang's, back behind the Applebee's right there on Cascade. True. Okay. And that's 1 to 5 p.m. It's going to be a great event. Dr. Felicia Dawson is presenting a Wendy Borman film, Mary Janes, The Women of Weed. Women are changing the face of today's fastest growing industry, which is cannabis. And so you come out, view the documentary, and explore the movement to end marijuana prohibition, as well as the stereotypes that are associated with it. That predominantly impact black people.
This is true.
All right. So at least you didn't argue with me about that.
No. Tickets available on Eventbrite.
Tickets available on Eventbrite. Okay. So we'll see you there. So I got to go Eventbrite. I can't just come.
You cannot just come.
I can't just come. Okay.
You just can't come through.
I mean, there's some decorum.
Yeah, I can't just. You need a ticket, man.
I just can't follow through.
You gotta get a ticket.
But you could be my guest, although I'm sure you know more than we'd probably be discussing in the film. But you might be bored.
Well, I am a card carrier. You can believe that, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers. If you would put your hands together for my dear sister, Dr. Felicia L. Dawson. And how can people get at you social media like?
My website, drfelicia.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, Felicia, F-E-L-E-C-I-A.com.
Very well. Thank you for coming through, sister.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, then. We'll be back in a minute with more of this thing called the Movement on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.